Hi, I'm John Lovitz. You're watching Comedy Central. It stinks.
I woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a fitful night's sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I was thinking about, you know, today, you know, what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And then that led me to think, like, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow?
You're thinking about your life, aren't you?
No. Just this week.
Just this week.
Yeah. But then I'm thinking, well, I really don't have anything to do today. You know?
Right.
And then I started, you know, hearing your voice in the back of my head saying, you know, find something to do today or tomorrow.
I just hate to see you pissing your life away.
Well, you don't have to put it like that, Dad.
I just want you to embrace life, to go...
I do embrace life, Dad, I do.
Yeah.
You know what I live? The contemplative life. Do you know what I'm saying? It means I'm a thinker.
Yeah.
And I'm an embracer, and I'm a thinker.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily a doer. There are too many doers out there, and not enough thinkers.
Ow!
Oh, God.
What did you do?
I cut my tongue.
On what?
The cereal. You know, I
How
have a
can you cut your tongue on Frosted Flakes?
Well, I have a tendency to put too much in my mouth at once.
Yeah.
And then some of the flakes can cut.
Let me look at that.
That's not a big cut. I just apply some milk.
Yeah.
Great.
So, I should be back in about 10 minutes. I'm just going to pick up a piece of fruit, something.
Okay.
Some kind of little burst of energy.
Okay.
Glad to pick you up something. Some kind of high in potassium, low in calorie, God's own snack, if you'd like.
I wouldn't mind a soda.
Or a peach?
No.
Or some kind of fruit?
No.
I mean, I'll get you whatever you want, but I'd rather not contribute to your soda habit. I don't want to be your enabler, you know what I'm saying?
Forget it. You know what? Forget it. I don't want anything.
A pear?
No. I don't want it.
Do you ever have beet juice? Do you ever have just the juice from the can of spinach?
Well, I just, I'm really having a rough week, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I can't seem to be a part of anything, it seems like. I see a lot of terrorism on TV lately, you know, and there's hate groups and militias and everything, and I can't get in any of them, it seems like. I'm on a softball team, but it's not the same thing, you know. It's not as fanatical. We don't even want to win at softball that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just brought a list of street gangs who rejected my applications in the last few weeks. The Crips said they didn't want me. The Bloods, I don't know, they said they're going in a different direction. Born to Kill, Vietnamese New York street gang.
Right.
They just didn't answer my phone calls. The Latin Kings said no. The Insane Popes, just, I don't know. I guess I'm not good enough. Thin Lizzy said we are not a gang, we're a rock band, and our leader is dead. And the Chicago Blackhawks, again, another excuse, you know, said they were a hockey team, not a gang. And I got one of those books on tape, you know, because I had to take this long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Those books on tape are a ripoff. They're really, really boring. I had Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
And it was just this guy going, you know, guy delivering mail, guy selling hot dogs, two kids with a ball, Waldo, woman with a shopping cart, dog. Don't get them.
What do you think about this, though, Dad? What do you think if I told you that I had an itching to drive the big rigs? Would that bug you at all?
You're talking about driving a tractor-trailer?
Well, you know, I saw a commercial last night, and I'll tell you, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Those guys looked happy, well-fed, and satisfied with their lives.
Do you think you could handle driving an 18-wheeler cross-country?
Well, I mean, that's why you go to the school. You learn how to drive long distances.
Yeah, but what they don't teach you is how to control your bladder.
But you go in the back behind the seat in a jar.
What about something else? Like, for instance, logging? Does that strike a chord with you?
No.
That's a pun. What about bartending college, Dad? What about that?
Well, actually, you know, that, of all the ideas you've suggested,
yeah,
is the third.
That's true.
I have to say that.
Hey, do you remember when I used to put on a pair of your pants, and then I'd pull them up over my head, and I used to run around the house and bump into everything, knock stuff over?
Yeah, I remember, Ben.
Yeah.
Is there a job for that?
Hey, Laura, guess what this is?
A bowl of fruit?
That's right, and guess who it's for?
For me?
It's for you, it's for me, it's for my patients. It's the new way around here. I just need to find a spot to put it, because I'm not going to stand here all day. So what do you think? Should I put it, is your desk a good spot?
No.
Okay. I want to put it somewhere where people will see it and where people will take advantage of it.
Why don't you put it in your office?
No, because I don't want people bringing fruit in my office. It would be messy.
Oh, but it's okay to have it out here.
This is a waiting area, which is designed...
It's a waiting area. It's not a cafeteria.
Hey, why don't you... Whoa! Mm.
Now, what's your name, hot mama?
Laura.
My name's Emo. So, how do you like being a secretary?
I'm an administrative assistant.
Do you like riddles, Laura?
No.
How do you stop an elephant from charging?
Take away his credit card.
Very good.
So, Emo, let me ask you this. You say that even within the city, you're still able to find some little
haven.
Haven. That's
oasis.
The word. Oasis. A haven.
Mm. I go to the park. You know, I like to
just to relax.
Yeah, yeah. Have fun. You know, uh-huh. Rip out nose hairs. Those sleeping winos hate that.
Yeah.
Plus, I like to go to the zoo.
What is it about the zoo that you like?
Oh, boy. Probably, well, it's a tough one. I'd have to say, the animals. How about you?
I did say the animals.
Oh. Give me five.
Okay. Can we get on your way out?
Mm.
Listen, I have just a quick question for you.
Okay.
Where'd you learn how to type?
I just kind of picked it up in the streets.
How fast do you type? How many WPM?
I don't know, actually.
Because I'm saying I have to base how many words per minute I have to type by, you know, someone like you, a professional.
Well, I don't know.
10?
Sure. Yep.
Wow, that seems pretty easy.
Yeah, oh, yep.
You know, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but could you just...
Type a little for me, so I can hear your rhythm?
Yeah. Maybe if you put the phone down. You know, right next to the keyboard, I could listen to the way you type, and that would...
Titillate me.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry. But I'm going to count the seconds in my head, so, ready?
Laura? What's that echo? Am I in the basket again?
Doctor, I seem caring, don't I?
You do. You seem like a very caring person.
I am, you know. The other day I saw this man going through... our garbage looking for food. And, you know, Doctor, I hate to see another human being going through someone's garbage can looking for food. So I made him a really nice raccoon costume. Does he wear it? No. You know, you can't help these people.
Oh, Emo, Emo, Emo.
I'm the one in the middle, you drunken... Oh, my brother says hello. So, hooray for speech therapy.
Ben, what happened here?
Hey, Dad. What happened to saying hi?
Hi, Ben. What happened?
Well, I think I found my calling.
What are you doing here?
I'm decorating a cake.
Well, what is this for?
Well, I bought a book on how to become a cake decorator. Take a look at this one I just built, Dad. It's a triple layer, the all icing.
So what is inside the icing? Is it just going to implode? Is it?
What's your favorite part of cake, Dad?
The icing.
Uh-huh.
So you're sort of avoiding the middleman.
This is a triple layer, sharply cut, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Hexagonal pattern on the middle rung,
mm-hmm.
with a fleur de lis pattern on top.
Well, you know, I'm flabbergasted, really.
Do you know what fleur de lis means?
Do you know what flabbergasted means?
No.
Or even. Why don't you make your,
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're making cakes, why don't you make a Mother's Day cake for your mom and send it to her? I bet she would love that.
When's Mother's Day?
In about a year. No, Mother's Day is in 3 weeks.
I didn't get you a Father's Day gift.
I know, but, you know, you are my Father's Day gift.
Dad.
Come here.
No, not with all this icing on me.
Yeah.
They look a lot better in the book than the one I made.
You're sort of competing against yourself within the design.
Right. Well, those are Ionic columns.
Yeah.
I actually call this one the Parthenon. You know, it's like a...
Are you lisping again?
That's a Greek motif. That's kind of what I wanted to concentrate on. That's the way it ended up.
Yeah. How about a nice cold brew?
Oh, Dad.
I mean, cake schmake.
Hey, Laura. Notice anything different about me?
No.
I've gained 30 pounds.
I was going to say that,
yeah.
But I thought it would be rude.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously you noticed that I'm wearing roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like the outfit?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm learning how to roller skate for exercise. I know it's, you know.
Right.
So that's why I'm wearing these. And I'll tell you something, it's great exercise. I didn't skate over here, I took a cab.
Mm-hmm.
But I skated around in the hall a little bit, and I'm going to make my way over to the desk. If you give me about 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to inch my way over. Okay?
Is there anything that I can do for you?
Sure, you can hold your hands out and just give me a good target to go for. That way I can get over there. So just hold your hands out and I'll let go of the doorpost here.
Don't let go of it.
I only fell twice in the elevator.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I think I did some damage to about 2 or 3 people holding. I ripped a guy's shirt on my way down.
So I joined a gym recently, and I'll be honest with you, this is the third gym I joined. I actually joined a gym once, and that was the last day I went.
Right.
Yeah, I woke up the other morning, I just looked at myself in the mirror, and I was disgusted. I was talking to myself in the mirror. I was like, look at you. You have never been in shape. What is your problem? How do you go on living, is what I'm saying to myself. So I walked into that gym. I was starry-eyed. I was like, do you have a lifetime membership? How much would that be? No, a lifetime membership. You don't give those out? How much would it be if you did give them out? Really, that much? Do you have a trial thing? Is there something I can just do today? You know? So I've been going to the gym, and I will be honest with you. For 15 years of my life, I smoked, I drank, I used to do drugs, I used to eat lard right out of a can occasionally. You know, but don't judge me. We've all been there.
I'm not judging you, Mark.
But during that time, I never once thought that I was going to die. All right? But the second I set foot
mm-hmm.
on a Stairmaster, the second, I'm sure my heart is going to explode and blood is going to spray out of my nose, all right? And there is no glory in going down on a piece of gym equipment. Do you understand? Imagine the humility of that death. I mean, I'd rather die of a degenerative disease than to be on my third diluted day at the gym going, you know, and your face just smacks down on that control panel, you know, and you're hanging there going, I think the ironic thing about that particular demise is, you know, the guy in the Stairmaster next to you would not stop his workout to help you up. He'd just be like, oh no, we got a problem in here. Hey, somebody get in here. We got a problem. No, I can't stop. I just got started on this machine. Yeah, this guy's in trouble. Yeah, what a waste of a guest pass, huh?
So, is there a reason why you're here?
Well, I just came to show off the new skates and, you know, see how you're doing.
Hmm.
So, you want to see a couple moves, or?
Not really.
I can do a full turn, and I can hold one leg up.
I went out a couple weeks ago and bought a CD by a band I don't even like. So I had to ask myself, Mark, what's going on here? You know what I mean? And I figured out what happens is, if you watch MTV or you listen to the radio, you keep getting hit in the head with the same song over and over again till one day you just snap and go, must have Coolio. You know what I mean? So I decided to fight against this corporate occupation of my mental processes. I went and returned the CD, and I got a CD of traditional Indian music, okay, from India.
Interesting.
Yeah, go ahead. Laugh, do whatever you want, judge me. But let me tell you something. There's a song on there 59 minutes long. That's value, okay? I'm telling you, it's 20 minutes before the drums kick in. But if you're really listening, they couldn't come in a second sooner. And I was trying to convince this friend of mine that this was the best music ever, all right? And we've been listening to it like 19 minutes, and he said, this sucks. And I said, wait! And those drums came rolling in, tee, tick, 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 and he's like, hey, I stand corrected.
Hey, I'm sorry, Laura. I haven't been keeping up my end of the bargain with refreshing the fruit.
I've noticed.
Yeah. And, you know, by the way, if you at some point want to take over that responsibility, you're welcome to it, because...
Can I just get rid of it?
Well, I would suggest that you... Well, there's still some good stuff in there.
Can I just get rid of it?
After today, you can throw it out if you like, and then we'll refresh it tomorrow.
It's the flies, really, that bother me now.
Smell doesn't bother you? But no, Stanley, Julie, you know how obsessive I get with things.
Yeah.
Well, about a week ago, I thought that I had a new plan for life.
Huh.
And that all of my problems could be connected to my diet, and that I wasn't eating enough fruit.
Oh yeah.
You know, the sad part is that I didn't really give it a fair shake. You know.
Oh.
I went from the fresh fruit to cough drops, cherry flavored cough drops to.
Sometimes
you know,
I say fruit is really high fructose corn syrup.
What?
I just like saying fructose, that's all.
Yeah.
High fructose.
I bet you do.
High fructose
corn syrup. I don't think that's how you say it, though.
Yeah, fructose.
No, it's fructose.
Is it really?
I think so. I think you're just making that up.
You're saying fructose is fructose?
No, not fructose. Fructose.
Wait, do you say go fuck yourself?
No, I didn't.
This week on the couch, it's Jack Gallagher and Kevin Nealon.
You know, I've always got along well with my father.
That's great.
Sometimes he'd lose his temper, but he would control it. He would just slowly count to 100. Then he would lift my head up out of the water.
Watch Dr. Katz, a new episode, Sunday at 10 p.m.
This week wore me out, you know, trying to follow your career.
Well, you know, I guess I've definitely learned a lesson this week, Dad, yeah. You know, going through all these attempts to find my way into a profession or a career, mm-hmm. And that is don't, you know?
Well, you have to be a little more realistic.
There's no reason to be. It's just it's much easier to ignore it.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yes.
Be more realistic.
Yeah.
But hold on to your dreams. And let go of those chips for 1 second, please. No, you know, being a late bloomer is not a bad thing necessarily, because
I'm just holding out for a decent childhood, and I'm not going to grow up until I get it.
Yeah. Here's your decent childhood right here, pal.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. We did have some good times, but I do owe you...
You owe me 3 or 4 years,
three or four years
that I lost. We can start now.
Well, you didn't lose them. You were in pain.
Yeah.
But that's not lost time.
Oh, okay.
No, your mother was the disciplinarian in the family, you know that? She knew how to set limits.
I remember. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm, you know, after Mom left...
No more limits.
No more limits. Anything goes. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
I can't get enough of this. I don't have to do anything, do I, ever, Dad?
Not really. I think your metabolism has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I weigh about 140 pounds naked. I mean, if that scale at the train station is anything to go by. My girlfriend said, Emo, I'm seeing another man. I said, well, try rubbing your eyes or something. She said, no, this other guy, and he loves me, and he wants to marry me. I said, well, sounds like he doesn't even know you. And, doctor.
You know, I got into these computer games lately.
Right.
Because I got this computer, and I've been playing it, you know. Like a maniac.
Yeah.
Computer games are dangerous, I think, because they do bring out the violence in you. And for me, I just don't like feeling that upset. I don't want to kill anybody. And when you go in, I had this one video game that was like a dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in this game, all I wanted was a button I could press where all these guards and goblins would just put down their guns and sit there and be mellow. And then I could just walk through and say hi to them. Hey, you guys, what's going on? Not much. You guys guarding Blue Key? Yeah, just guarding it. Okay, well, take care. Have a good day. Yeah, you too. Keep going. All right. That would be fun for me, instead of hurting. No more hurting. Dr. Katz, here's something I want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thankful that there's no such thing as magic.
Huh.
And that people like David Copperfield and Doug Henning don't have any real powers, because then we'd all have to work for them. What are you doing, man? I'm in David Copperfield's army. How about you? I'm working for Doug Henning right now. So what are you guys up to? Well, mostly we're just building statues to David and how great he is. Yeah, how's it going? Oh, it sucks. He's such a jerk. I'm sorry. He's great. David's great. He's not a nerd. He's not a loser. Doctor, I was at a wedding in Indiana yesterday, and my Uncle Joe talked to me for about 45 minutes, and there was... I didn't really get a chance to respond during it, so I was wondering if I could just take a second here and respond to him.
Sure, I guess so.
Okay, so... Shut up! I don't care about your boat! I don't care! Well, who's Chuck? Who's Chuck? You just started talking about Chuck, but you never told me who he was! Shut up! God, I want to squeeze your nose!
I'm sorry, Bob, you know what the music means. Our time is up.
Is the voice of Jay Sherman, the critic. This has been a presentation from Comedy Central.